Hello and welcome to Behind the Journey. On this show, I talk about my big time drain. I'm at my prime. Hey, hey, I'm at my prime. Whoa. Said I'm at my prime. Hello, everybody, and just got back from football. It's currently 10:30 at night, and as promised, I will deliver a podcast every single Thursday, as much as I possibly can. So I'm knackered. The last 2 weeks have been absolutely insane for so many different reasons. Unthin has been just crazy, crazy, crazy. We've had some big leads coming through the agency. And then we've had some big plans, like I've discussed, with the other businesses we own as well. So it's been mad, mad busy. And I don't feel like I've had much time to kind of relax and just chill out. You know, even Sundays now are gone with football, which, you know, is a switch off for me. But at the same time, it's not time bed. It's not time relaxing. It's time very much, you know, running around a pitch, trying to score goals, right? And a couple of things happened this week that I want to go into. Obviously, everyone knows I'm going to talk about Bitcoin price, you know, hitting $67,000, all-time high for Bitcoin. If you've been listening to this podcast since day one, you'd probably heard me telling people to buy it at like 3K. So congratulations if you bought it. If not, I'm not telling you to go all in. I think very much so the metric of everyone trying to run to get one Bitcoin has changed. I think now we're going to see people trying to get to 0.1 Bitcoin. And I think it will happen time and time again. I mean, one Bitcoin is $67,000. 0.1 Bitcoin is $6,700. You know, so I think now the idea is like, look, one Bitcoin is far too out of reach for many people in the world, right? It's a big number. But, you know, constant saving, constant planning, constant investment, and 0.1 is definitely achievable, right? 0.1 is definitely achievable. And I don't think we're anywhere near the top of this bull market, and we definitely aren't anywhere near the top of the end point for Bitcoin. So not investment advice, you know, think of that what you will. But I bought at more at $65,000. So, you know, take that what you will. I'm still well in. I'm still going stronger. And for me, this is just proving the asset class yet again. I mean, I had a client come in today in the food and agricultural kind of manufacturing sector, and they're seeing cost increases like absolutely crazy. You know, they're seeing 30% increases in just getting seeds and, you know, 15% increases in labor. And, you know, this hasn't hit the shelves yet. This level of inflation hasn't hit, you know, the consumer yet. This will hit the consumer. This will hit the end user. It will happen. He's saying now that, you know, Aldi, for the first time ever, have actually increased their price that they're buying from the manufacturer because they know they need to because their costs are increased. Well, if Aldi are increasing the price they're buying for, that means they're increasing the price they're selling them for. And if they're increasing the price they're selling them for, imagine what all the bigger brands, like Tesco's, the Sainsbury's, the Asda's, the Morrison's, the whatever it may be, are doing. All the prices are going up. And this hasn't hit us yet. This has not hit us yet. As far as the Bank of England is concerned, we have a 5% inflation rate. And I can categorically tell you, it's not 5%. It's more like 20%. It's more like maybe 15 to 20%. That's why I'm so bullish on Bitcoin. That's why I'm so bullish on an asset class where there is only 21 million and there only ever will be 21 million and they can be sent and transacted and monetary policy can be sent all over the world. That's why I'm so bullish on that metric. And I always will be. As long as there are idiots in government, which there always will be, things like Bitcoin will naturally happen. Because who is going to stop sending money? Who is going to stop printing more money? Who is going to stop low tax, low interest rates? Not going to happen. It's not going to happen unless there's a massive, massive fallout. And if that does happen, then we're all fucked anyway. If you've been watching Unthin as a journey, which, you know, I hope you have. Unthin is a business I'm really kind of building in the public, right? I've been talking about the business for a long, long time, discussing how I was going to launch it, what's going to go on there. And we've had a great launch, really, really gone well. Interesting few metrics that you guys will probably be interested in is churn rate. Churn rate, not down to the product, churn rate down to card defaults. And I think this might have been the way that we launched it. We launched it with the first month free. It was a special offer we used. And we had around about 20%, 25% card default on the renews. And that could be any reason. That could be insufficient funds. That could be, you know, card declined by bank. That could be, you know, any reason the card had been declined. But most of them were insufficient funds. And I think that it made a lot of sense to offer the first month free. In the early days, we need to get our volume high. But actually, to lose 20, 25% of people on basically insufficient funds, it kind of is stupid on reflection. And we probably should have seen that coming. Not a problem. Not a problem. We're still in a really good position where, you know, we're really driving on. I'm averaging now literally twice as many signups a day this week that I was doing last week. So it obviously shows the ad spend and the brand awareness we're doing is absolutely working, which is continuously growing the both the top line customer base, but also everything else moving forward. So it's a really exciting time to be part of Unthin. But it's very, very busy. I was speaking to the guys today and said, look, I completely and utterly underquoted, I suppose, the amount of time, underestimated the amount of time that was required to be essentially e-commerce director for this business, because it is taking probably 2 hours a day of my time, which is crazy because every other business takes 0 hours of my time apart from Distract, obviously. So it's the opportunity cost is probably quite high at the moment. So we've already discussed, you know, hiring maybe an e-commerce director or an e-commerce manager to lead the forefront there. But that business is beautiful, man. Absolutely beautiful business. And I know the science guys, the medical boys on the other side of the company have already looked at, you know, creating new products, new innovations and new things you can put to market. But the problem I said to them is that I can't roll them out fast enough because I am too busy to be able to do this role. And I have misjudged it. I have ill-timed it. And we are going to have to hire to be able to scale this thing forward. So, you know, I spoke to Mo, head of recruitment, and said, look, is anyone out there? And it's not saying I'm desperate to run out and hire, but if the right person does come along, I think it makes a lot of sense to make that hire. And I also think it's probably one of the most interesting projects literally in startup land right now. Like, we're dealing in direct-to-consumer innovation within pharmacy. Very, very exciting with you know, with drugs that are just coming to the market and solutions that are really going to affect people's lives in a positive way, right? And I just, you know, who wouldn't want to be part of that journey? And that's exactly what I'm trying to look for in someone to lead it forward. So yeah, not out there running around trying to find someone, but at the back of my mind, if I see someone half decent, you know, I'll bring them forward. But the e-commerce director, e-commerce manager role has just been made, you know, 23 times harder in Facebook's inability to track. You know, the tracking for Facebook is so terrible right now that as a marketeer, you really can't take any, well, you can't take 100% information on what Facebook is currently doing. And a lot of what we're doing now is monitoring metrics based on other things and then overlaying e-commerce data to try and find the real wins. And some of the places where we're seeing big wins are TikTok ads, Grindr ads, Snapchat ads, essentially everywhere away from Facebook. But the one thing that has been really doing well, and it's a strategy that I played around with that's worked beautifully, is utilizing local media with advertising. So, for example, a story that went viral in Lincoln was two Lincoln entrepreneurs basically created the solution for hair loss, and it went really, really well. And we sold loads of products on the back of it, loads of new subscribers. I then did a deal with the CEO of that company and said, look, can I run an ad from your page? So I ran the ad of the story from the page of the media site and spending, I think I've spent like £200 a day on that now. And that's going out to everybody in Lincoln, in that one region, right? And just dominating the floor space. And we've seen a massive increase in signups from Lincoln. So I'm going to try and do that in lots of different locations. I'm taking out an advertorial in the Manchester Evening News, where I'll do exactly the same test next week to see if it'll work. And if that does work, I'm then going to take over every single local media site and do exactly the same thing. That's the idea. That's the theory. Hopefully it works. We'll see. But I think it's very, very interesting. The approach that is away from the conventional, get £140 million of investment, spend it all on TV, spend it all on stupid stuff that you can't track, We're having to be a lot more delicate, a lot more intellectual, a lot more, I don't know, critiquing ourselves more, because we haven't got this endless bucket of money. You know, we haven't got this endless supply of cash that we can just keep putting into things, which means we've got to spend our money wisely, you know, and so far, I guess, so good. Everything seems to be working for us. Speaking of cash, obviously Unthin works on a retained income basis. So, you know, customer pays £40 a month and they're with us for the next 5 years. That's about £2,500 customer value, right? Now there's a business called pipe.com, which I've been keeping an eye on over in America for a long fucking time, and it's a beautiful business. It allows you to essentially sell off contracts. So let's say you have a customer paying you, I don't know, £100 a month. That's £1,200 a year. You then can go to the capital markets and sell that £100 a month customer for, I don't know, £1,150. And essentially, because it's free markets, capitalism, free capitalism markets, completely democratized based on hidden data, hidden agendas, etc. You can literally demand like 95p on the pound for getting a full contract value up front. And the most interesting thing about this thing called Pipe is that there is no personal guarantees and no mandates, no nothing, because it is not a loan. It is not debt. It's the sale of an asset. It's a sale of a contract. You're not selling it forever. You're selling it for a specific time period. You're selling it for a 12-month period. And obviously from the 13th month, it's back to yours again. And I think it's fascinating. I think it's really, really interesting, because if I had, let's say, 10,000 customers on Unthin, and over the course of a year, that works out at something, I mean, roughly speaking, £5 million a year of income. If that is the case, I then can, let's say I sold off, 10% of my contracts, I now have £500,000-ish in cash up front in my bank accounts, and then reinvest into marketing, without it really affecting my bottom line. And I think that's fascinating. And the chap I was speaking to there basically said that if you're a startup that has traction, you really don't have to go and liquidate your market share and sell assets, sell stock anymore, because you can just sell the passive income. You can sell the residual income to the markets. And these markets are people like pension funds, you know, that are just dumping, like, you know, we'll put $10 billion into asset purchases. And they'll put a cap on it, and you know, because it's a free market, everyone will bid against it, and you'll get the best price as a seller. So it's a really interesting market. I think it's something we'll definitely look into. And as I've said before, you know, we don't really need the cash from a sale or an investment. We do okay ourselves, but if I can, you know, draw down 25% extra cash from the contracts we've already got, that will give us extra firepower that we need. Which would allow us to go, you know, twice as hard, three times as hard than before, which I think is fascinating, and definitely something that we'll be looking into. The only thing is, they need like 6 months of data to prove, you know, what you're saying is true: churn rates, average customer value, lifetime value, etc. So it's one for like 6 months time, but definitely promising. And if any of you guys do have a business that has a retained income, I mean, an agency, I guess, would be the same. You can do that. And the great thing is let us say, for example, the client left, or the contract was cancelled, you can just swap in another contract to pay that contract off, if that makes sense. So it's really fascinating, and definitely something that I think is going to change the way in which you look at how businesses raise money and how we look at the capital markets. Because I think what it does is it increases the value of companies straight away, because I don't need your £1 million anymore, because I can get £500,000 from this. Does that make sense? So it's an interesting play, and one I'm really, really fascinated by. So yeah, I will be looking more into that, and I'll keep you guys up to date. Take a quick drink of my peppermint tea. Parched. I'm speaking at the largest B2B marketing expo in London. It's in the Excel, on the 16th and 17th of November. We've got a stand. We're doing lots of speaking. So if you guys are about, I'd love you to come down and say hi. On the 16th of November at 12:45, I am keynoting. Yep, I'm on the main stage. I'm keynoting. I think I'm keynoting just after Facebook. So yeah, haven't planned my talk yet. It's in a month's time. well, actually it's in about 3 weeks' time. But yeah, that's definitely something that I think if you guys have been listening to my podcast and what I'm about, you know, and you wanted to see me speak in person, go for that one. It'll be my first in-person talk in like what, 2 years. But it's probably the biggest talk of my career, I'd say. It's a big stand, big stage, you know, keynoting the B2B Marketing Expo, biggest B2B Marketing Expo in Europe. I'm keynoting it. So I'm really excited for that, man. I'm really excited for the opportunity. Nervous because I've been out the game of speaking for 2 years, but as you know me, I'll grab that with both hands and try and drive forward. As always, fun and games and lessons to be learned, no doubt. Had some interesting Instagram DMs regarding my opinion on dating on the last week's episode, which some people were kind of like agreeants and some people kind of like said that they completely disagreed. I'm not talking like, I didn't get 100 messages, right? But I had a couple of messages come through about it. And it was very divided. Some people were really like, yeah, completely agree. That's why I'm single. And then some people were like, no, I've been with my girlfriend for ages. And, you know, we've got a kid together and, you know, I don't see myself ever being distracted or this ever dying. And look, I speak from my opinion. I speak from life lessons. I speak from a general perspective, right, of where I believe the world is going. Yeah, I'm investing in a Viagra brand that is going to be in your face and trying to liberate sex because I believe that's the way the world's going to go. It doesn't mean that 100% of the world is going to go that way. It just means that I believe there'll be growth in that segment. It might go from 10% of people are liberated to 20%, right, or whatever it may be. It's just growing, and that's why I'm investing in those markets. And whenever you're making capital investments and decisions, we don't have to see the majority of people go a certain way. We just have to see a growth in the sector of people going a certain way. If we have, you know, 10% of the population don't believe in monogamy, let's say it's 7 million people in the UK. And if that grows to 20% over the next 15 years, which what, you know, that's what I'm basically saying, you know, then instantly we've got 14 million to 17 million people now not believing in it. And that's then quite a large growth. It's not a majority. I'm not saying it will be a majority. I'm just saying that I think the growth rate in the liberation of sex towards the younger generations is definitely happening and definitely unfolding. And I believe the conversations are being had. Hence why I'm going to create a liberated Viagra brand, because I don't think anybody is. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking at markets, I'm analyzing what I see, and then I'm making capital investment decisions based on that outcome. So yeah, didn't mean to insult you. Didn't want you to be like peach chatting shit. That's just my opinion. I think it will grow. Not majority, but grow. Definitely grow. This week's been a busy one. I'm absolutely flat out. I'm tired. I'm really exhausted. It's currently 10 to 11. So thank you for hanging about on this podcast. Tomorrow I've got a busy day. I'm pitching a large brand for a new business that I invested in. I'm the sales guy for this one to try and help get it kickstarted. So the contract will be in the region of 50 to 300,000 for the year. We'll see what happens. It's a real great opportunity for the brand we're pitching. So yeah, we'll see how we get on the mark for that. Tim Lovejoy from Sunday Brunch did a shout out for Unthin on his Instagram and Twitter, offering a discount code for new members. So if you haven't jumped on board, hop across to Tim Lovejoy's stuff, see what he's offering, and maybe get started there. But actually, no, I can give you a better offer. If you use the code growth40, it'll give you your first month for 50p or something. So yeah, do that. Thanks so much for listening. I'm exhausted. I'm going to go wash my face, do my teeth, make myself all relaxed. And then I'll be having an early night, I think. So thanks so much for listening. Appreciate the support as always. Keep smiling, keep me positive. I'll speak to you guys next week.